Good morning. Who's on the line? Hello?
It's just us.
Table for what?
Yourself.
John called. He said he's going to be here, you know, 9 o'clock, so.
He said he was coming.
I thought he was outside in the park.
She was on a conference call, so.
He's got to go from Santa Margarita to.
Yeah. Just over the hill, right?
Do I have a reason to sweat?
Though we all
understand. The way you said it.
You might have some concerns about the rocks.
Oh, well, we don't have concerns about the rock. We just, you know, it's all started when the city of Chino said, before they issue a transportation permit, they want a liability waiver for us for basically any potential resulting damage from moving a million pounds along the road. And Ramona Feeder happens to be loaded with some really large diameter pipelines. So we said, why are you guys concerned about liability waiver? Is there potential for damage? So, but they're moving a rock from Riverside County to LA County, LA County Museum of Art. It's 335 tons. It's a 650 ton transport, probably with the rock on it, so it's over a million pounds. It's got like over 100 tires on it, and it's 40 feet wide and 150 feet long. And it happens.
Many meetings.
It happens to go down Ramona Feeder, which has a 42 inch and a 32 inch line in it. By the way, the 30 inch line is 50 years old. And then there's all our regular infrastructure, so they are a little concerned.
Well, it's funny when the same people. It's funny when the same people said it.
You guys wouldn't let him go on.
Always have your dukes out
here.
Hello.
Concerned about utilities.
Where?
Yes, it's Rosemary.
Oh, hi, Rosemary. We haven't started yet. We're still waiting for a couple people to get here.
Is Tom going to be on the line?
Tom is going to be on the line.
Which Tom?
Doing
good. How are you?
That was the next thing I was going to say.
Pontiana. Oh, when you drive a car like he does, it's hard to stay.
He actually uses to drive. Uses to get in and out of the
car. He's like, just get out of jail free car.
To drive.
Yeah, I know.
He gets a car.
The key.
That's the benefit. I need to give you one of those. I drive like a bat out of hell.
That's better than a key box.
I got a ticket the other day.
What's that?
I was really excited.
Key
really excited.
You just have to have it.
Because I got out of a ticket.
Oh, just to push the sensor.
Yeah, I got pulled over for speeding a while ago. I'm like, I am so busted.
The cool thing about it is you can't lock your keys in the car. Unless you lock the door.
I said, I tell my kids all the time, watch your speed coming down the hill, blah, blah, blah. I said, they're going to have fun with me. He goes, hold on. Oh, you go, I'll be right back. Okay, give me a license. I'm just going to give you a warning.
That's what he did. He goes,
I said, are you kidding? He goes, well, I'll give you a ticket if you want.
Because to go to school, we cut through this area that's all residential and there's stop signs. So I didn't stop. And they've been camped out there. And so he goes, I said, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, I was like, I just like to look at that big house over there. It's so beautiful. And he goes, doesn't say anything. Just a minute. and took my license and walked back. He goes, okay. He goes, and my daughter's with me. I go, I know I sent a bad example, and she's going to get her license in a couple of weeks. And he was laughing. And he goes, okay. I'm just going to give you a warning, and you have to get your insurance, like a fix-it ticket. To, I was like, but my insurance is in there. And Danielle goes, Mom, he's letting you off. And I was like, oh, wait, hold on. Okay.
3 weeks ago, I got pulled over again at the LAX airport. I went driving into the airport. I don't have a front license plate on my car. I've never had a front license plate on my car. I've had it for 6 years. It didn't come.
Yeah, I don't have a front license plate.
Yeah, well, the police pulled me over at LAX.
Really?
Yeah, because everybody says because they have probable cause, because I don't have a front license plate. I go, really? Do I look like Al Qaeda going to go, you know, jihad some airplane when I'm driving my little Lexus around the airport? So I was like, whatever. But the guy let me off. I'm like, they're like, oh, wow, Mom, you got off, because my kids were in the car. You know, really, he's not going to give me a ticket for no license plate in front, and then it'd be a fix a ticket in LA. You know?
Good, how are you?
She just reminded me that I need to put my new registration on. I'll get my sticker and then I'll forget to put
not
it
for
on.
Any reason.
One time, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I had the sticker, but I didn't have it with me and I got pulled over. And so I got to fix a ticket. I was like, God, I even have it.
You know what? I was actually at Nordstrom's parked in the underground parking lot. They have underground parking lot. I came out and I had a ticket on my car because it expired. If you pay, I paid for my DMV like
but then
there's a lag time until they send you back the ticket. Yeah. So technically speaking, you know, if your tags expire in January,
they shouldn't ticket you until February, really.
Right. Yeah. But you know, that's exactly what happened. It was like the very next month. It was sort of the same thing. I came out of the mall and I'm like, really? There's a, I said, what's this piece of paper on my car? I'm like, what's this for? And a ticket for a license, you know, not having a sticker. I don't even have a mount.
And it was in the mall parking lot.
Montclair Mall in the Nordstrom parking lot downstairs. But like now I got pulled over because I didn't have a front license plate on. I don't even have mounts or a bracket. I don't have anything. I'm going to have to go drill something. I don't know what you men folk do to get something out. You know, I got to tell
duct tape? Duct tape works for everything.
That's what I'm talking about. Wrap it all the way around the car. There's a front license plate on there.
Slowly but surely,
I realized that, you know,
certain responsibility
not,
pushing
not,
over
I'm
to someplace
very
where
you're independent.
In the first place.
No, I believe in that. You know, feminine rights and all that other stuff.
I'm a victim of law.
I'm not going to do any repairs. I'm not ever going to do anything.
That is,
I'm not going to screw anything into anything because it's just not my job.
I'm just not mechanically inclined.
Yeah, I'm not going to do
stuff like that.
I don't decorate either.
I don't either. My husband decorates. I'm not allowed to decorate, actually.
Really? Well, I'm not allowed to pick movies either. My family won't let me pick movies. I can pick the absolute worst movies. And they never, my husband never lets me hear the end of it. I took him to go see White Nights in the 80s. He still talks about that. Mikhail Baryshnikov is some ballet.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Dancer tried to get back. Like, it's
okay.
He's like, we're leaving. I'm like, but it's not over. We're leaving.
Aw.
How was your conversation with him yesterday?
It was good. Okay, it was good.
Is he receptive to some of your thoughts?
Yeah.
We're missing shots. He's late. He called me. I'm stuck in traffic.
You know,
there's no traffic coming opposite from where
it's
coming here.
Yeah. I'm going to Disneyland tomorrow. We have people from out of town that are coming tonight. We're going to go to Disneyland tomorrow. To talk about driving in
Orange.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Good time.
I love Disneyland. I think my daughter's going to be dressed up. I think she'll dress like Cinderella tomorrow.
How old is she now?
She's turned 5.
Oh, my God.
She's a nut.
We used to, every year, because we used to get the passes, so in October we'd go to Disneyland, and we always get, the newest princess costume for Danielle. I mean, she had all
the princess She costumes. Has all the princess costumes.
We never used to dress her up to go there, but we always used to buy them there.
We'd buy them there. So what, at the Aqua Conference, she came over.
Let me see your point card.
I took off on Thursday or Friday.
See how you changed.
Yeah. And I got a full outfit for Cinderella with the shoes.
And that's not the first card. When they issued that one, they asked for the original card back.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Orange socks.
You love that stage.
At least her hat matches.
Like a deer
her
deer in the headlights.
It's just kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So she's, what'd you say?
She's just a death.
Relaxing in her bathroom.
Aww.
Look at that hair.
The cutie.
Isn't she cute?
Yeah.
That's my 5-year-old. So she, is she already in school, Carrie?
She's in preschool.
She's in preschool.
Okay, we're at the, you know, you ever go to Pancho Villa's and mariachis?
Well, you know what? That's a good
she
point.
Loves the mariachis at Pancho Villa's.
Which Pancho? Oh, the one on
the foothill off Laverne?
Or do you go on a. Are you still Pancho hiking?
Villa's, it's Fontana.
The trek is being pretty busy right now.
Sierra. Sierra.
I need to get some.
Like 11 piece mariachis there. I went there a few months ago. It was so nice. They have mariachis. And then we take a break and this lady comes out and sings and dances and stuff. It's really cool.
So on the weekends or any given night?
Yeah, I'm coming this year. And then my daughter's going to Germany in June. And, I think my wife and I are going to go to a little tour. Okay.
We went to Farrell's. They sang to her.
Right.
Yeah.
John?
Yeah, we
was
were all
seat reserved for me, or should I sit over there?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get this meeting started. It's whatever time it is, Sherry Lynn, 9:10. Call this meeting, special meeting of the Appropriate Pool to order. And before we get started, I'd like to, I know we heard two people chime in. Rosemary's one. We heard another person chime in on the phone.
Tom and Peter.
Tom, good morning, Tom.
She's going to leave.
And with that, Sherry Lynn, we'll go ahead and we have one item to cover today and we'll move to close.
Hang on, sorry, Marty. This is Scott Slater, counsel for the Water Master Board. And I want to be clear that I joined the call at the appropriate time so I don't waive your confidentiality. And so I can either ask you to call me or I can call back at a specific time if that's your desire.
Is there something that you want to share with the group before we get started, Scott, or are you really just looking for direction from the pool once we complete our session?
I'm simply looking for direction from the pool when you complete your session, so I'm available on my cell phone if you want to provide that.
Okay.
We'll just know that the board is considering this subject today in closed session at 11 o'clock.
Okay, what we'll do is once we complete our meeting here, we'll have John get in touch with you.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
Bye.
Okay, we'll come out of confidential session. We have one reportable action, and that is the pool took action to direct pool council to inform Water Master that we will proceed with oral argument on the item of appeal before the appellate court.
Yeah,
I guess that's it. And with that, if there are no further comments, we'll adjourn.